Support for On the Range podcast brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code OTR20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls. So again, go to manscaped.com, use the promo code OTR20. Your balls will thank you. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of OTR Vantage Point. I'm your host, Mark Kelly, wherever you are. Thank you for making us part of your day, and I am coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. I guess you could call this Kelly Defense's adopted second city. Love it down here. Every time I come down here, try to hit Martin's Barbecue. Good. I like the one on Belmont. Great stuff. Before we get started, do a little bit of housekeeping. But support for this episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, use promo code OTR20 to save yourself 20% and get free worldwide shipping. We'll talk about them a little bit later in the episode. Also, make sure you go to warhawk.com and kellydefense.com. Check out our training calendars, sign up for the emails, get the newsletters. We won't inundate you with a ton of stuff. But check out our training calendars and our industry partners along with Manscaped. There's a bunch of others, a lot of good, solid promo codes. Save yourself a boatload of cash. Also, while you're there, check out OTR Training On Demand. Rick and I are very excited about this. Constantly loading up stuff. It's your one-stop video training catalog from the OTR universe. Rick and I have all kinds of stuff on there, a lot of things you could do at home. Price of bullets are going up. We got solutions for you to continue to train. So make sure you check that out. You can stream and download directly. Also, you can support the show by going to patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. Again, patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. I'm going to talk about a couple of things. One, I want to talk about the president and what they're going to do about 2024. I also want to talk about this past week, and thank goodness he's okay, but the president took a spill on his bicycle. I want to talk about not necessarily that, but I want to talk about what led to that and what I think was the reason for him to even be on a bicycle. And here's my criticism. Thank God he's okay. We can laugh about it because he is okay. But thank God the president's okay. I don't want to see my leader look that weak and frail. Now, I know why the staffers were doing it, and that's who my complaint is with, the staffers. I've said this before. Who are these Democratic staffers that are doing all these crazy things and putting their principal in some compromising situations? Who are these people? And why are they not fired immediately? The one lady down in Georgia who took the picture at the grade school when all the kids got their masks on, she don't have it on. Well, I took it off for the picture. Well, it's deadly, isn't it? Isn't that why all the kids are still wearing their masks? The least affected demographic? Those type of things. Why are these staffers continuing to do this? Now, I know why they did it with the president, put him on a bicycle. They're trying to make him not seem frail, old, and weak. When exactly what they ended up doing was confirming that he's weak and old. And then they try to say, oh, well, you know, he's always on a bike, frequently on a bike. Didn't look like it. And I guarantee that's a flat out lie. So my complaint is, who are these staffers that are putting these Democratic candidates, public officials in these positions and the talking points that they give them? It's absolutely ridiculous. Like I said, I'm glad he's okay, but I'm not a big fan for our leader. Whether I like him or not, I don't want him to appear as he has been appearing. And they're putting him in these positions. And The very next thing they did, very next day, he went to the church, went to a church service to give the appearance that, oh, he's okay. You know, it happens all the time. Everybody falls on a bike. And then the media is behind him saying, oh, yeah, he's not the first person to wreck on a bike. GW did it, and he went head over heels on a handlebar. Yeah, but GW was out there doing, like, record times for his age group on mountain bikes and race bikes and all kinds of stuff. And he's not 80 years old. He wasn't even moving. He was stopping to talk to some folks on this bike ride, and it was completely staged. And then he falls over, and then it's everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. Unbelievable. So my question is why do we continue to allow these staffers to do that if you're in the Biden camp? Like I said, I have no interest in him appearing like that because it just isn't a good look. It's not a good look for the United States. I'm glad he's okay. But again, just a terrible, terrible look and totally preventable. I don't know who in the world thought that was a good idea. Oh, another thing. So you put him on a bicycle and then you give him clips on his pedals? Dude, give him the easiest to operate piece of machinery, no gears, no handbrakes, and just straight up looking like a Pee Wee Herman bicycle from the 40s. That's what he should be on because that's the last time he probably rode a bike. Anyway. So yeah, I was going to tell you about Manscaped. You know, support for the OTR Universe On the Range podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. No kidding. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, and you can join over 4 million men worldwide who have trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping by using the promo code OTR20. Now, 4 million, that's a lot of balls. I'm not going to say 8 million because you never know what's going on out there. But anyway, visit manscaped.com and use the promo code OTR20. Save yourself 20% and free worldwide shipping. It's a great product. Super impressed with it. The stuff they sent us is absolutely unbelievable. Go check them out. So the second thing I want to talk about, everything that this administration has touched, and it's not all Biden's fault, but his staff is abysmal. They're terrible with the economy. They're terrible with the border. It's just terrible. Supply chain, foreign policy is, I'm not even going to go into that. But here's my point. They keep saying that Biden's going to run again. And someone made a good point. Their quote was, it's not the starting age, it's the ending age. He's going to be well into his mid-80s when it's all over if he runs again and he makes it. And you don't think people are going to be thinking that? I would. I mean, I'm thinking about it right now, and he's not even at 80. He's about to turn 80. But who are they going to choose? Buttigieg or Kamala? They're not very impressive. You can't even find a vice president. Remember, in primaries, when they were trying to select who the candidate was going to be, she dropped out after the very first debate in her own state. But then they made her vice president. Now we're in this position. Those types of decisions is what leads to these type of problems. Buttigieg, his supply chain issue where he decided just to go AWOL during all that, that's not a good look. Plus, he's not very imposing. He would be our Justin Trudeau. Let's face it. No one's going to vote for that. Hillary Clinton, to be honest with you, she's probably the best option at this point. And she's out there talking about how she's going to move everything to the center. And she probably is compared to some of the folks we got going on. I don't know what they're going to do. They keep saying, and even Elizabeth Warren, she absolutely said that they're counting on Joe Biden running. He says it. And I think he's going to. I think he's going to. And it's going to be a huge problem. In this cabinet, he's got to turn something around. Look, I'm not on either side. I don't identify with one side or the other. I just vote with the information that I get. And I try to be as impartial as I can when I listen to some of these things. But there's no denying that this inflation is growing. And they keep saying, oh, the labor market's going to make sure that, we're not going to go into recession. How do you know we're not in one right now? Because the way they judge if you're in a recession or not is after the fact that you're already in it. 2 quarters of zero growth or less. That's how you decide if you're in a recession. I guarantee the number's going to come out. We're probably already in it. Probably already in it, because the second quarter is going to be coming up with those figures and we'll see what happens. But their idea with the economy alone, let's just talk about that for a second. And this is what is crushing everybody. Their idea is to spend more money, throw more money at it, give these rebates and tell the energy companies, the gas and oil guys, lower your prices. Don't worry about your bottom line. It's not time to have record margins this year. Listen, the best way to defeat inflation, in my limited understanding of economics, is to release all those restrictions, get a surplus of goods so that the supply is up. If the supply is up and it's readily available, and take away the restrictions for production, up production, meaning drilling, the inflation comes down. Now with the interest rates, I'm old enough to remember when the first house I bought, it was like some of those were right around 12% on these floating. The fixed were down by 8.5. We're going to be close to that. But you can't just throw money at it, take away those restrictions and get this production up. And those type of decisions, he just doesn't have enough going on that he can tell his staff no and start opening up some of these land leases and start drilling. Get that supply or the supply up. The net demand will drop and the inflation will start to drop. But even Germany, you got the old girl, she's an adult now, out there talking about the environment and all these other things. Germany is starting to burn coal by the buckets. They're burning coal. They're supposed to be we ought to be like Germany. They're going to be wind and the sun's going to run there. No, they're burning coal because they ain't got no energy, because they're doing all those silly things that a 18, 19-year-old girl is talking about when she has zero to do and knowledge about either the economy or the environment. Tell me what you think about this take, guys. Make sure you go to our websites, warhog.com and kellydefense.com, and make sure you check out the OTR training on demand. Don't forget the video shows. We are on Vimeo, Fire TV. We're also on Roku, YouTube, Facebook, all these other platforms. Yeah, go check us out. Leave us a comment. Interact with those pages. And again, you can also support the show by going to patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. We got two Zoom calls a month with Rick and I. It's a lot of fun. It's a global group. A lot of good stuff. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, guys, thank you for joining me in Nashville. I got to go take a nap now because this barbecue is weighing heavy, but it was delicious. Hey guys, thank you very much for giving me part of your day, and make sure that you check out Manscaped and get that 20% off. Be safe, guys.